passage, because this question, does Jesus suggest in Mark 2, verse 5, and John 5, 14, that a person's disabilities are linked to sin? And what does this mean for people who are disabled from birth, in contrast to the able-bodied? And interestingly enough, they added, the answer, no, isn't enough. So I think what we need to understand is that you might want to look at those. Mark 2, verse 5, it's where the paralyzed man is brought to Jesus, and Jesus looks at him and doesn't heal him, but he says, son, your sins are forgiven, which seems to suggest that maybe there's a link between the sins and the man's condition. Perhaps even more apparently clear would be John 5, verse 14. Where Jesus again has healed somebody, and the healing at the pool. And in verse 14, we read, later Jesus found him at the temple and said to him, see, you are well again. Stop sinning, or something worse may happen to you. And that seems to link in with the idea that what had happened was because he'd sinned, and if he sins again, something even worse will happen. I think we need to remember sin is the cause of all that is wrong. Our physical bodies are not what they should be, mine certainly not, and it's sin that's made things be, not what God intended. All that is wrong and evil, unpleasant in our world. God created good, we saw earlier, and sin is like rust. It's slowly eating away at just about everything, everything. So the basic answer is yes, sin is. A person's disabilities are linked to sin in that very general way. That wouldn't be there otherwise. However, if the question had been linked to the individual's sin, is it because of something he's done or her, she's done, that have given them this situation, then the answer must most definitely be no. In the Mark passage, Jesus isn't saying that, well, I'll forgive your sins and because they're linked with your physical condition. What he's saying is, I'm going to meet your deepest need. And then he heals him as well to show that actually, that just demonstrates what he's done. In John 5, I believe he is warning the man that there's something worse than disability, and that to disobey God's way for which he's led us in, we're going to be personally judged. So Jesus has healed him, he's revealed himself to him, and then he says, if you go and continue sinning now, then it's going to be far worse for you, because you're rejecting me, you're rejecting the good things I've done. So again, I don't think that's linking the condition with the way the man was. And when we do come to the story that Malcolm referred to a moment ago, the healing of the blind man, right at the beginning of that section in John chapter 9, we find that the disciples ask this very question of Jesus. They see the man born blind, they say, look, was it him or his parents who did something wrong? And Jesus said it was neither. Neither this man nor his parents, but this happened so that the work of God might be displayed in his life. There's not a personal link. And read so many sections of the Bible. There's Job's experience, for example, where it might have looked as if he was. And people said it was because he'd done something wrong. But actually, other things were going on in the background, as Job makes plain. Occasionally, there are references to people who sin and are judged physically. And those stories are there in Scripture. Miriam and Aaron in Numbers 12. They began to cause problems, and Miriam got leprosy. There's a man called Gehazi in the story in 2 Kings chapter 5 who went off and sinned, and he was judged himself. He was made blind. And there are also suggestions of judgment being in a genetic sense, that that you do something wrong and your whole descendants are going to suffer as a result of that, which is very closely linked to God saying the sins of the father will be visited on the future generations. And of course, ultimately, that's what happened to us in Adam, isn't it? Adam sinned, and we're all suffering as a result. It's part of belonging together. But the clear teaching of Scripture, and I think we need to remember this when we talk about disability, is that we are all born disabled. There's no such thing as a normal person in God's eyes when he looks down at this world. And all who turn to Jesus in faith will one day be made perfect, physically, spiritually, emotionally, in every way. Those who have more severe disabilities need forgiveness, just as those of us who have less severe physical disabilities, but no less than those termed by our society as normal. the gospel is for everybody, and the physical situation is really just one of the issues that we have to deal with in our life. And we're discovering that more and more, aren't we, today, where people might be physically well, but we realise that they're emotionally scarred or mentally scarred or something. And we just, none of us are normal. And that's why it's so awful to hear of people saying somebody's disabled so they shouldn't be allowed to be born. And you sort of think, well, that's going to cut us all off then. Let's just not have any more babies, because none of us are normal.